President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from Sports Byline USA out of San Francisco, but around the world on the American Forces Radio Network as well, coast to coast, nationally syndicated. If you are in our military, listening on AFN, I'm a fan of you. I come from a military family, and my dad was a lieutenant commander in the United States Navy, but listen, it doesn't matter if who you're related to, if you served or you didn't serve. We appreciate all that you do out there to allow us to talk about the frivolity and mirth of video games. We love them. We know the troops do, too. And life would be half as good without video games. I firmly believe that. That's why I'm probably good host for this show for the next hour. And believe me, on the sports talk, on all the networks that we're on, this is the 1 hour all week where we can just talk video games. And not just sports video games, but all video games. And we'll do it together at the toll-free line. 1-800-878-PLAY. Sometimes I have guests that eat up a segment, and it's quite fascinating, but this is a wide-open show, so come on in when you feel like it at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Questions, comments, or concerns, neophyte, newbies, and also those hardcore gamers and everyone in between. Let's talk about it. We are in the golden age of video games. They've never been more ubiquitous and awesome, but a lot of people try to cash in on that with some really bad stuff. So what's good, what's overhyped, what's underhyped, and what are you liking? We'll talk about it together. Also, if you want to listen through the website, it's sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. Those go to me, Rick Tittle. And you use the address also for the cheat code at the end of the show and also to win the game that I'll be giving away at 40 after. The simple question, just be the second correct answer. We are on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app as well, Apple applications. We are on SB Nation Live out of Houston, Texas. And we are on Sirius XM 211 in progress. It's the Dan Patrick channel. So great to be back on Sirius XM as well. And also on your TV sets on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, channel 2. All right, we're going to give away a brand new game. We're going to talk new releases and all that and more. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Total by Verizon is wireless that goes all in for you. That means unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, priced by us at $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan. And as always, no contracts. Sounds pretty hard to beat, but all in is all in. So we added international calling to fill the year with more, hey girl, because it can't be total unless it's all in. Find a store and exclusive deals at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate with auto pay discount beginning the month after you enroll, plus taxes and fees. Additional restrictions apply. See website for data management practices and full terms.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
The Video Game
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, your humble host, and we'll put you on the air if you want to talk video games with me. And let all the other listeners, all the other gamers know across North America. And that's right, Canada, happy about that for sure, you hold there. And also in Mexico, El País Amigo. El Amigo País? El País Amigo, the friend country. I just made that up. But wherever you are in North America, it's great to have you with us. And we want to hear from you at 1-800-878-PLAY. I actually ordered Helldivers 2 for the PS5 from Amazon. And they're like, yeah, you'll get it between March 3rd and March 10th. And I was like, okay. It was $39. You know, I'm expecting these things to be, you know, $69, like we were talking last week about EA paying college athletes $600. It's going to work out to about 6.1 million, which isn't a lot for, making a video game to pay all the players who opt in. Why would you opt out?
I'm going to hold on to my rights to make my own game. I'm not going to sell out.
Believe me, I was in college once. Now, it was the 80s, but $600 to a college student, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money to anybody unless you're a millionaire. But, they said, and you get a game, which counts as $70. So $39, and then Amazon's like, yeah, we'll put it on a slow boat from China and have it circumnavigate the globe 3 times, and then we'll deliver it. And I'm like, okay. But as we saw last week, Helldivers 2, Arrowhead Games had to apologize because their servers got too swamped and the game wasn't working properly for a lot of players. And just 5 days ago, and it was reported on their Reddit page, Helldivers, and at 8 p.m. Eastern, Helldivers 2, 5 days ago, took over Counter-Strike 2 as the current most game played on Steam. Yes, you can see the top 100 at any point on Steam if you want. That's PC, folks. And Helldivers 2 at that time had 452,362. Counter-Strike had 444,816. Then it was Dota 2, Howl World, and Apex Legends. Those are your top five. I think that number is interesting because, remember, if you're listening last week, they said that the server had to be capped at 450,000. Well, this was 452,000. And that's good. So there's no way of knowing how many are playing on the PlayStation Network. Those aren't public. I'm sure Sony might know on their servers. But they're pulling some huge numbers. I mean, they already took over Destiny's 2 all-time concurrent peak on Steam. And they're now performing PSN stalwarts like Fortnite and Call of Duty as well. But some of the goodwill that the community has afforded Helldivers 2 during launch week appears to be slowly wearing off as some of the issues continue to persist, because the user rating on Steam has dropped to mixed. It's sort of like the old, what was it, MySpace, and you'd put like single, married, divorced, or one of the options was it's complicated. I think mixed is sort of like the equivalent of a relationship where it's like it's complicated. More and more players are leaving negative base reviews. Something I found out too, just as an aside, for people who try to use Rotten Tomatoes for video games, I didn't know this, but it was explained to me. Like, you might see Rotten Tomatoes is a 96% and then Metacritic is a 57%. So you might think, oh my gosh, 97% think this movie's amazing. What it is Rotten Tomatoes is yes or no, thumbs up or thumbs down, Siskel and Ebert. Did you like it or did you not like it? And if you like it, so that means 97 out of 100, if you get 97, liked it. But that means you could say, I guess it was okay, I'll recommend it. Or it is the greatest movie that has ever been made. It will change movies forever. It's going to get every Oscar. I watched it 3 times in the theater. So that thumbs up is the exact same for the movie where you're like, cheapers creepers, I guess it's not that bad. Right? Metacritic is when they actually take the scores and then find the mean and the medium and whatever. I'm not a math guy. But more and more players are leaving these negative base reviews on Helldivers 2 because of the ongoing capacity and login problems. And it'll probably get a little bit worse before it gets better. You got to be a Helldiver. You literally come down that drop pod, looks like a giant bullet bill. And you got to protect Super Earth by traveling to those hostile alien worlds and destroying all those threats as well. There it is with Helldivers. I saw this week that Xbox is on the brink of unveiling a fresh iteration of the Xbox Series X. Yeah, it's not next gen, it's just fresh. That's fresh, y'all. This version apparently will diverge from the previous versions, like you might expect. Otherwise, why put it out? The new pivot, as they like to say, pivot, let's onboard and pivot. It's going to go towards more digital media because it's going to break the mold with its pristine white exterior, stark contrast to the traditional black of the current Series X. It's going to look more like the Series S. That's just the outside. What's going on the inside? So kind of echoing the digital design only of the Series S, the Series X eliminates the optical disc drive. So that carries to a caters to a growing preference for digital downloads and streaming. And rumors hints to significant hardware upgrades as well, like an improved heatsink, an advanced Nexus card, or touted enhancements as well. The console promises a cooler and more efficient gaming experience. I have a problem with taking out the optical drive for your disc. If you had like limitless space to store games, then maybe I wouldn't care as much. But, you know, if you want to like lend your game to somebody, if you want to sell your game to somebody, that would be another thing. But because they're doing a Series X with no drive, it's going to be $100 less, and it's going to be white. And it's like, isn't this just the Xbox Series S? You know, it's like we're gonna take out the drive and we're gonna make it look like the S, which has no drive. Well, that, and it's $100 cheaper. That's what it is, right? So I'm having a problem trying to figure out just exactly what they're doing here. They're saying it's the future of gaming. It's just weird because we already have that option. I mean, I like to assume they know what they're doing and they've tested the market and they've done all the testing, but we'll keep our eye on that one. It was a weird announcement to hear that. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We're going to take a quick break, and we will come on back on the video game.
Airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle, on Sports Byline USA, and we're also on SiriusXM 211, Dan Patrick Channel, we're on SB Nation, we're on American Forces Radio Network, however you're getting us, it's great to have you with us. As I said, one time I Googled my name out of curiosity and hubris, and was surprised how many places say, hey, we got this show, and I'm like, you do? I'm like, I don't know, more the merrier. That's fine. However you're getting this, that's good stuff. By the way, in the next segment, we'll be giving away a brand new game, and I'll also tell you the new releases, what's coming out this week in the world of video games. So I was just talking about this weird new Xbox Series X, which is just an S that's a little more powerful. But the chief executive officer, we call those CEOs of Microsoft Gaming, Phil Spencer, he was talking the other day about, you know, some first-party Xbox games coming to other consoles, but for a new handheld. Eh? How would that be? Well, and by the way, this mid-gen refresh is for Xbox Series S is codenamed Brooklyn with an I and not a Y. Codenamed Brooklyn. So there are some people who think that the handheld's going to come down with it, or it might be the handheld instead of what they're talking about, just having a more beefed up one. So how do you set it apart from some of the new ones like the Asus ROG Ally, or the Lenovo Legion Go, or the upcoming MSI Claw, and trying to compete with Valve's Steam Deck? And so with this console generation, Xbox did something very different than PlayStation. And while Sony called its latest console PS5 and made a disc and discless versions, they both have the same name. And so Microsoft, on the other hand, launched their two distinct consoles. And of course, the S was a little underpowered, and it was just, DLC. Its Series X was a little bit and had the little, what's it called? The disk drive, if I could remember. So if Microsoft is working on a portable Xbox, I don't think the company is using the Nintendo Switch as a blueprint, because Valve already did that with the Steam Deck, and its success is the very reason we're seeing more and more handheld gaming PCs. And the Steam Deck is amazing, but for the price, I don't do enough on-the-go gaming, even though I did buy a PlayStation Vita and a PSP before that, just because I had to have it. There used to be this thing and that they would say with demographics and marketing. They used to call them techies. And techies, of course, now are people who work in tech, but it used to be, before all that, a techie was someone that if anything new came out that was electronic, they had to buy it, even if they didn't need it. And I sort of fell into that category for one point. But the thing with Valve's extensive game library, the one major difference that sets the Steam Deck apart from the ROG Ally, Legion Go, and the other ones, is that it runs Linux instead of Windows. And that might have seemed like a huge risk when Valve first announced the Steam Deck was running on Linux, but it's paid off in more ways than one. And for starters, Valve doesn't have to pay anything to use Linux, whereas Asus, Lenovo, MSI, other PC makers have to pay Microsoft to use Windows on their handhelds. I remember one time in the office, this was a while back, as you'll hear by the name, is it, when they got Windows 95. This was when I was working in television, and the people who had cubicles, there were like, you know, 25 cubicles, and every single cubicle had to get their own Windows 95. And I thought, why don't you just take the disk and put it on all of them? They go, oh, that's software piracy. And I was like, it is? Could you imagine having a book and you buy the book at a bookstore, but you can't sell it or give it to your friend? Why not? You own it. It's like, well, no, they have to buy their own book. They do? Yeah. Otherwise, that's book piracy. I don't know. There are different ways of looking at it. The other great thing about SteamOS is it's just much more streamlined than Windows. Its gates open and close quickly, and you don't have to worry about driver updates or, even worse, Microsoft Windows updates. So from battery life to the lack of a dedicated UI, Windows is holding back all of those other handheld gaming PCs. I mean, what was the first game that actually ran well on Windows? Probably World of Warcraft, or back then it was just called Warcraft. It was amazing. The very, very first Warcraft, the Fog of War and the Griffins and all, that was such a good game. But even if you had a Windows computer in the 90s, you'd have to just, at the prompt, just get that C prompt and play it in DOS, because Windows was sitting on top of DOS, and Windows didn't have as much room to do all the stuff you wanted to do, and so you had to go through the DOS prompt, the D prompt, or C prompt, depending on where you were. And Phil Spencer said that Windows is, quote, one of the weak points in the experience on an Asus ROG Ally or the Lenovo Legion Go. And as such, the Xbox platform team is working with Windows to make sure that the experience is even better, end quote. Well, we'll see. And, you know, some people are calling it the Xbox Series P for portable. But, you know, dual booting could be the better option. And stick with me here for a second as I nerd out. But instead of optimizing Windows 11 to run better on handheld devices, Microsoft could consider leveraging one of the best aspects of the PC overall, and that's just dual booting. Because you have multiple drives, or even one drive that's partitioned into two halves, and you can have two separate operating systems on the device at the same time. I was reading this on MSN the other day. If the Xbox Series P is going to be a handheld gaming console instead of just another handheld gaming PC, of course games have to be the focus. I mean, having games running on top of standard Windows is what's holding back other handheld gaming PCs. So Microsoft should put Windows 11 on one drive, or you can call it a partition, and then the Xbox system software on the other. And you see, like previous Xbox consoles, like the Xbox Series X and S, does in fact run Windows. It's just a highly optimized version that's actually based on Windows 10. So instead of just trying to fix Windows 11 to run smoothly on a handheld, it could exist as a separate OS on the Xbox Series P that you could just switch to when you needed it. That way, Windows tasks and updates won't slow down the console, and playing games will be more streamlined, right? Because Valve does something similar with the Steam Deck and the Steam OS, except its Linux desktop environment and launcher exist on the same drive. But by separating them, Microsoft could give Xbox gamers the best of both worlds without having to make nearly as many compromises as these other window-based handheld PCs have had to do. And then there's always, you know, the Xbox Series S to fall back on, because even if a handheld is not in the works, we already have one of the most portable Xboxes left with the Series S, and it might not be as portable as the X, but you can throw it into your backpack, and then, of course, you just pop it open, and you got the little screen on there as well. If you threw out just a little bit more cash, you know, it's called the U-Spec Gaming X screen, and it kind of, I don't want to call it a laptop. It looks more like a DVD, giant DVD player. It does need to be plugged into a wall, so it's not like a laptop that can run on a battery. But you want to play your Xbox Series X in that way. When you're away from home, you just bring it, and then you plug on the screen, and it just flips open like a giant box that's a laptop, and you could play it like that. I just wonder with stuff like that, you know, are you going to go on a sabbatical in a place that doesn't have a TV? Like the desperation of like, I have to play and I have to play right now. I usually find that I'm around usually a place where there's a actual big TV that you could just use. So, because I always felt dumb playing my handheld when I was at home. That's the one thing that's so great about the Switch is that if you're at home, oh, you put it into the dock and there it is. Now you got high def coming through and then you can just take it with you. Hence the term Switch. It's a console. No, it's a handheld. New Shimmer is a floor wax. It's a dessert topping. That's from the old Saturday Night Live album. So, I mean, Asus ROG Ally is, you know, they just put out a thing. I saw on Business Insider just saying the most powerful ever. Well, you know, it's good to be the most powerful, I guess. But, you know, it's like when the GameCube came out, they weren't high def like the Xbox and the PS2 running Blu-rays. And it's like, we're more powerful. And then the GameCube would be like, well, we have pretty fun games. What do you got? All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll give away a brand new game. And lines are available at 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The Video Game Review.
Rise, Norbert.
Hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, and it's now time to give away a game. We do this at 40 after every week on the show, and we do the Video Game Review. The way you win the game is you just answer this very easy question I'm going to give you and be the second correct answer, and I will send the game to you. This is a PC game. Oh, the email is rick@sportsbyline.com. That might help. Yes, the game is a PC game, and it's called Nightingale. And here's the blurb. Nightingale is a shared-world survival crafting game set in an all-new fantasy universe. You are stranded beyond our world, cut off by the strange collapse of the Arcane Portal Network. I believe this show airs on the Arcane Portal Network, if I'm not mistaken. this is developed and published by Inflexion Games. Is that a word, Don King? Inflexion Games. It runs on the Unreal Engine 5. This game has gotten some very, very good reviews as well. And there's a lot of, well, I'll let you check it out. But it's the graphics in this thing are pretty amazing. And it's got some third person and some first person shooting. The lighting effects are pretty amazing. And then there's some really gross looking monsters in this thing. It's almost like it's like From Software. And then there's kind of this Mary Poppins-esque little thing to it. When you jump and you float, it's an umbrella, which is, it's pretty funny. But yeah, I've seen a lot of eights and nines. For Nightingale. Oh, the question. The question is, when you jump off a cliff, do you float down using an umbrella or do you use a parachute? Rick, didn't you just yes if you were listening? So just let me know, parachute or umbrella, and you will win Nightingale from Inflexion Games for the personal computer. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. MLB The Show, as we're getting ready to start playing that game. And to me, it's, you know, I love the way that Madden and FIFA, sorry, EAFC, have evolved in the past few years. I mean, there's no doubt it's been pretty amazing. But on the other hand, to me, when you play a full season of MLB The Show, when you play the full season, you will see things that you have never seen before, ever. And that, to me, is what makes it the best game. I mean, if you play 162 games, there might be game 57 where somebody, like, does something in the crowd or some weird thing happens. And it's sort of like baseball. There's a saying in baseball. And almost all sayings and catchphrases are fake. Like, defense wins championships, or good pitching beats good hitting. It's so not true. They're just catchphrases. But one of them is go to a baseball game, you'll see something you never seen before, which sounds stupid. But as someone who worked as the pre and post game host of the Oakland A's for parts of 9 seasons, you'd be surprised how many times that was true, where you say, I've never seen that before. It was pretty crazy. But the EA MLB The Show 24 San Diego studio, Ramon Russell in charge, and you've got season 2 of the Negro Leagues storyline. Will be highlighted with 10 additional legends from there. 4 of them will be available at launch, as it is now. Josh Gibson, who was called the Black Babe Ruth, and even Toni Stone, who was the first woman to play top-tier professional baseball. You got Hank Aaron, who some consider the true king if you don't like Barry Bonds. Homestead Gray's legend, Buck Leonard, and then they'll have more as it comes out as well. Bob Kendrick, the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum curator, returns as the narrator for the mode. And just like last year, I mean, Kendrick is a walking encyclopedia who is given no script and just gives the San Diego studio team everything they need in like one take. And Bob doesn't need updating, but the UI has been given an additional splash of colors for the storyline. And, you know, you got this 70-plus-year-old real-life footage, including in storylines, that has been cleaned up. The stadia have been color mapped. New uniforms have been added to represent the teams not featured last year, like the Indianapolis Clowns. And custom bat sounds have been added for Josh Gibson, after the development team's research turned up an anecdote about his thunderous hits just produced a different sound than everyone else's. Now that is an attention to detail, right? And it just looks really phenomenal. So San Diego Studios for Sony is really doubling down on the Negro Leagues era of baseball. And last year's story, season 1 storylines, you know, Russell was asked, would they be carried over and be included in MLB The Show 24? And sadly, the answer is no. But, you know, when asked if maybe it could be added as DLC, he stated that all the content from last year's mode will be posted on Sony's YouTube channel. Well, that's great, but you can't play the game on YouTube. You can see it, which is really cool. I mean, it's there. It's not going away. But they're branching out beyond that as well. Derek Jeter gets his own playable arc that starts with his debut at the Kingdom. I thought maybe it was going to start at Kalamazoo High School. But yes, it starts off at the Kingdom, a stadium that's now been imploded. But they had to recreate it, and it has not been an MLB The Show for a long, long time, because they have, I want to call it Safeco, but it's got some other name now that I can't think of, up there in Seattle. And then for Jeter, winds its way through 5 World Series titles, the walk-off single that capped off his Cooperstown enshrined career, and I don't think you're going to be showing Luis Gonzalez dump one over his head in 2001 when the Diamondbacks won. But MLB The Show is the most reliably and consistently excellent sports game in the console space. And putting in this historical, and like you could say, you know, like, well, they're just throwing this in because it's the right thing to do. Look, to me, yes, it's nice to educate, but only throw it in if it's fun. And it is. It's fun. That's what's really cool about it. And you got Vlad Jr. as the cover guy this year. That's right, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. And it's funny because I was thinking, you know, who would be the guy? And I probably wouldn't have guessed him. I probably would have said, you know, not just an established star, but maybe one of the young Orioles players. Maybe they would throw one of those guys in. But no, Vlad Jr. gets the nod. And that's really cool as well. All right, let's take a look at the new releases this week, Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. We have Bio Inc. Redemption. This is on the PS4 and 5, Series 1, and X and S. We have Dice Folk, one word for the PC. X Asterisk. This is a phone game, Android and Apple. Pixel Cross, P-I-C-Z-L-E. Pixel Cross, Story of Seasons, PC and Switch. We've got three Switch games in a row here. Shiren the Wanderer, The Mystery Dungeon. Spearmaster, which looks kind of fun and cartoony. And then Sympathy Kiss, and it's got a very, well, I don't want to get into trouble. Let's just say an anime look to it. You can look at it yourself and have your own take. I'm sure it's an amazing game. I'm sure it'll be game of the year. Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons Remake. This is for the PS5, the PC, the Xbox Series S. More about a remake coming up here in a second. I'm very excited about Dead End City. This is it's for all the big boy systems except the PC. Disney Iwaju Rising Chef. It's a phone game. And then on all the big boy systems, and that's both Sony's, both Microsoft's, and the PC, Dark Forces Remaster. Yes, Star Wars Dark Forces Remaster. More about that in a second. We have Time Melters for the PC, A Void Hope for the PC and Switch, Astral Party for the PC, Bad Blood, this is on Wednesday for the PC, for the Switch, Cape's Escape, Game Seventh Room. Doesn't sound like good grammar. Cavern of Dreams for the Switch. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth on the PS5. Picross S Plus on the Switch. Also Robin Hood Sherwood Builders. This is for the PC. A couple more here. Tamarack Trail on all the systems. And Welcome to Paradise with the Z on the PC, the PS5, and the Xbox Series X and S. Back to Dark Forces. One of my favorite CD-ROM games ever. And this has been remastered. This game came out in 1995. And it's supposed to support modern rendering 3D, 4K, and 120 frames per second. So we'll see if it actually does that. I just remember playing Dark Forces. It was a great first-person shooter back in the day, CD-ROM. And they had these mines that were, proximity mines. And you could throw them like Frisbees, not unlike Call of Duty, where you can do that. And I've told the story before, but there was, stretching the – I don't think I'd be too surprised now, but I was very surprised and very pleased. I'll never forget it. It was amazing. There was this pillbox, but it was a mounted pillbox like halfway up a hill with a teeny little slit, and you could see, your enemy inside there kind of moving around. And I made one of the greatest throws of my life in a video game. I frisbeed from way back a proximity mine that went right through the slit. And I thought, well, that's quote unquote off screen now. That's not going to work. And then I saw a flash. Somebody stepped on it and everybody inside died. And I'm like, it worked. It worked. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come back with a cheat code right here on the Video Game Review.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The Video Game Review.
Hey, 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 what's going on? Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review, getting ready to get back to the sports talk here on all the networks. But it is time for the cheat code here. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one here is from Sandy. Sandy writes in from Merced. That's down here in the Central Valley. Sandy, he or she or they said, Rick, how do I get the primo weapons in GTA 4? On my Xbox 360. Glad you're still playing it. Thank you for that, Grand Theft Auto 4. This is the same code that works on the PS3, by the way. You're in Liberty City, and you'll have your little cell phone, and you just dial this number. It is 486-555-0100. Once again, 486-555-0100, and you will get baseball bats, grenades, pistols, shotguns, submachine guns, rifles, sniper rifles, and you will also get a rocket-propelled grenade, or as that shaped charge is called, the RPG. Yes. Once again, 486-555-0100 for GTA 4 and get those primo weapons. And thank you for writing in, and you can email me at any point in the week. And I'll write you back, rick@sportsbyline.com. Any questions or comments or concerns from the video game world? Thanks for tuning in. We'll do it next week, exactly where you're listening to me right now. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time.